makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley. On Monday, Coach Gary Kubiak reviewed the Texans' 30-27 overtime loss at Jacksonville. We have the entirety of his press conference.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Gary, right off the bat, could you talk about what you're going to do about CeCe Brown? You're going to sign somebody. Who's going to start? Also, is Chris Taylor?
You know, we got a lot of guys mixed up. I'll start with CeCe. CeCe is having surgery today, and he is going to go on injured reserve here at some point pretty quickly. Looks like it's about a 10 to 12 week recovery process. We thought maybe it was something that could take about a month and he could play with a cast, but that's not the case because of where the break is. So, you know, like I said, CeCe will be done for the year. Some of the other guys are, you know, they'll be listed day to day. It'll be Will Demps, Chris Taylor, Kevin Bentley, Brandon Harrison, Mark Bruner, naturally. D'Amico's got a little ankle sprain. So, you know, there's a bunch of guys there. They'll have a better answer for you on Wednesday, but right now the CeCe's answer is definite. So,
when you go back and you watch the film of that touchdown they had on the Drake snap, they said they had half their regular offense and half their punt. They worked on it for 2 years.
Yeah.
You said after the game you thought y'all would stop it. Why were you, but Joe said y'all were not lined up right. It was a miscommunication.
Yeah, what they did is started to run the punt team on and run the offense off, and then kind of somewhere in the middle brought back 11 guys is the way I should explain it. The call we had made, you know, if we execute the call we had made, we should stop the play. Obviously, we had a problem executing the call, so with the confusion, you know, we should have gotten a timeout.
Would that have been up to you or a player to call it?
I think either one. You know, I trust Kevin out there on the field, Bentley. You know, he's kind of the leader of the group out there, but we made the call. We just didn't align correctly, and naturally, I can always call a timeout on the sideline, so, you know, I put that on me.
What did they do so much differently in the second half, Gary, that defensively gave you so many problems?
That defensively gave us problems?
Their offense gave you a
kick. They really didn't do much. They stayed committed to the run. I say they threw the ball very, very effectively. Came out early in the third quarter, and I think they threw the ball the first three or four plays in a row. But I wouldn't say they did a lot different. We just, the thing we did in the first half is we got off the field on some third down plays, and in the second half we didn't. I think we got off the field on one third down. They didn't miss one other third down, but they made it up on fourth down. So we just couldn't make a play to get off the field. That was the biggest difference.
On the offensive side, talk about Matt's play. How encouraging.
Yeah, well, you know, he played like a winner. You know, he had his back to the wall. He was very challenged going into the game. You know, it was no secret about that. And, you know, he prepared. He had a good week. Went out there. I thought he played smart early. Got himself into the flow of the game. I think he went back to some of the things that had made him successful in the past. He moved around a little bit when he didn't have a play and scrambled a little bit. You know, didn't force the ball. Checked the ball down to Slayton and you know, the fullback a couple of times when he had to. So just thought he played solid. But the biggest thing is we played better around him. We protected him much better than we had the first 2 weeks. And guys made plays after they caught the football. And, you know, those things make a quarterback's life a lot easier.
What freedom does Matt have at the line to change plays and get out of things?
You know, we'll check sometimes, John, but we're not an offense that's built that way. We're not a team that, you know, does a great deal of checking. We feel like our run game, you know, we can run it against any type of front. We feel like in the passing game we've got built-in hot situations to take care of blitzes and stuff. So we don't check as much as some people, but you know, we will do it. Depends on game plan to game plan.
Well, if it's a run and he sees nine guys in the box, which you don't, but if he did, could he get out of it?
Well, I think if we started seeing nine guys up there, we would. You know, but as far as eight-man front and stuff, but we still feel like our run game, you know, should account for eight-man fronts. That's the way we build our run game.
After all y'all have been through so far this season, how big is it going to be to be held alone?
Well, you know, it'll be good. I mean, it's nice to know we'll be down here for the next month. You know, it's been three tough, very tough road games in a row. We understood that, you know, when we got started. And after the hurricane, you know, not having the home game in week two. So, you know, it's been part of it. And, you know, it's just something we got to battle through. And, you know, but we do look forward to getting back here and playing.
How hard is it to crawl out of an 0-3 on?
Well, I mean, it's 0-2, 0-3, whatever. I mean, we just got to keep playing better, John. If we play like we played yesterday, we're going to win our games. And, you know, we're playing another great football team this week. It's a long, long season. We got to stay positive in our approach. We got to continue to, you know, make the corrections we need to make as a football team. But there were a lot of good things that happened yesterday, and there's still mistakes that are made naturally. There's never a perfect game. You're always looking for one, but we're going to worry about week to week.
Gary, did you change Petey and Fred in the second half? Did they kind of flip-flop roles with Petey?
No, we're rotating all three of them. We've been playing all three of them. You know, we start two of them. Fred and Jock have started, but Petey's been in a straight rotation with all three of them, so we consider them all starters.
Is there a chance, is Molden healthy?
Yeah, he's fine. He's playing special teams. You know, is there a chance he could play some more? Yeah, there's an opportunity. We could also get Wilson involved. We'll take a look. We've been looking at him the last few weeks since we picked him up. But, yeah, there's an opportunity he could play.
The players keep talking after the game about they're not tackling well. Missing.
Well, I thought we tackled better. I thought we tackled better than we have all year. We, you know, we missed, I can think of one big third and five tackle we missed, and then we missed a couple of tackles there at the end of the football game, you know, on that one flat route. I think we missed one out in the flat that got them in field goal position. But, you know, as far as the quarterback, we were right there a bunch of times. We got a lot of hands on him. But he's a big, strong kid, and you've got to tackle him just like you do a back, or he's going to find a way out of there.
You talked last week about Garrard running up the middle, and then he ran up the middle, and nobody was there. Were you just out of position?
No, we weren't out of position. I mean, we were, you know, going through our rush, doing some of our, you know, ETs, the games we do inside to try to get pressure on the quarterback. You know, he does a good job of finding a lane sometimes, and like I said, there were a few times we were right there. We would find a way to get him down, and you know, we were covering well. Guys got to react back to the quarterback when he takes off. You know, just do a better job of it.
What'd they do to take Andre away?
Well, they cheated his way a bunch. You know, they starting the game, they ran Mathis with him, you know, which we thought they would do. They cheated the free safety his way quite a bit. But, you know, I thought our other guys stepped up, played really well. Owen Daniels played extremely well. Kevin Walters was exceptional. You know, we're trying to get Andre more involved in what we're doing. You know, that's when we're at our best, in my opinion, when we're balanced. And they did pay a lot of attention to Andre, which a lot of teams do.
Who's going to take CeCe's place now?
We'll take a look. You know, we'll see, you know, getting Nick involved naturally. We want to get Brandon Harrison involved. We'll see how he comes off of his injury. But you could very well see a rotation of three players there as well.
Does that include Barber?
Well, I think we'll wait and see. You know, he did play a little bit the other day because of the emergency situation and how it happened. And with Brandon being down, you know, evaluating how he played, I think he played about 10 to 15 plays somewhere in that neighborhood. But, you know, like I said, with this situation, you could see us start to rotate some players. But he's naturally getting more involved. You know, he's playing a bunch on special teams.
Even though you lost yesterday, do you feel like there were several things that your team can be encouraged by going forward?
Well, as I said yesterday, you know, whether you lose by three or get the heck kicked out of you in this league, losing's losing. You know, we were closer because we played cleaner. You know, we played a good football game on the road. We didn't turn the ball over, so we had a chance to win. You know, that's how it works in this league. You know, we got to make the play at the end of the game to win. You know, I liked our effort. We played extremely hard, but it's just as disappointing as any other loss I've been a part of.
You just mentioned playing cleaner and not making any mistakes, no turnovers, and you scored on all but two possessions. Yeah. How concerned are you 3 weeks in or three games in? The defense just has shown a lot of the same problems each week, a lot of points on the board, and just hadn't been able to get off the field.
Well, they played some good halves, you know. This game's about playing 60 minutes, so yesterday in the first half, I thought they played a good half of football in the first half. You know, we're in a 10-10 game. You know, we just as I said, you can look at the whole second half, and it really boils down to five or six plays. I think there's seven third downs, if I'm right, and they converted on five of them, and the sixth one, one of the other two, I'm saying this right, that they didn't convert on, they converted on fourth down. So, you know, you're not going to get off the field that way. So it really came down to making plays in crunch time and getting off the field.
Are you seeing things any more improved on defense than you saw at any time last year? Are there things going?
I think at times we see improvement. At times I see, you know, some of the same things coming up as last year. You know, it's just something that we got to continue to address and improve upon.
You talked about balance. Your passing game is still your strength of your offense, but you do want to run more. What do you do when the passing game is stronger than the running game? Do you keep trying to run?
Well, there was a reason why it was stronger yesterday, John. I mean, this team, they brought, I want to say, 9 or 10 double corner fires in the National Football League, you know, and I hadn't seen them do it once. So they played us, you know, in this league on Sunday, you see a great deal of things, whether it's special teams, offense, or defense that you did not see as you prepared for a team that's new, and you have to adjust. You know, it's like us having to adjust to the fake punt. Offensively, we got double corner fire punch. We had to adjust, and adjusting meant throwing the ball more and trying to get them out of that so that we could find some running lanes. And I thought offensively, Kyle and the staff did a great job of adjusting.
Would you like to run the ball more?
Yeah, I think we'd naturally like, you know, you don't want to drop back 40 times, but if we have to drop back 40 times because of the way somebody's playing us, just like you asked me about nine-man front, those type of things, if somebody's playing you that way, then you may have to go do that to win that day. So whatever we got to do that day, but we're trying to get better running the football. There has been some bright spots. 20 continues to play well and get better, and you know, hopefully Amon gets back and becomes a part of this and helps to give the kid some help, and if he does that, then we should get better running the football.
Do you feel better about Matt now? He seemed more confident, comfortable than a week ago.
Well, I felt good about him, John, going into the game. You know, I feel good about the kid. I know what he's made of. I know how hard he works. I also knew that if we played better around him, he would play better, and you know, it's not one guy. And like I said, he's feeling a lot better today. Everybody's feeling a lot better about how he played in the game. But the bottom line was he had a lot more help in how he played. The group played a lot better around him, and they knew that.
Indy's coming off a bye week. They're 1-2. You guys have beaten them once. How important is this game? What could it be a springboard to?
Well, they're all important. They all carry the same weight. We're playing the team that's fresh. You know, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, so I'm sure he's going to be ready to go and on top of his game. It's a huge game for them. They're sitting there 1-2. You know, we've got a team in our division that's 4-0 right now, so everybody's, you know, trying to go get them. But you know, this game's just as big as any other one we've played, and we'll have to play very, very well to have a chance to beat this football team.
Gary, offensively yesterday, was it a little bit of both of taking what they gave you and also just saying this is what we're going to do, try and stop us? You had so much success. Just curious what.
Well, I think the biggest thing that we did is we played very well on third downs. We had one unmanageable third down, and we just ran the ball there to make sure we didn't make a mistake, or we called a run, but Matt ended up dumping the ball to Kevin on an option that we have in the run game. But we had manageable third downs. We had guys make play on third downs. Owen Daniels, Kevin Walter, Andre, guys made plays, and we stayed on the field. But, you know, the way they decided to play us yesterday, we were going to have to, you know, make some plays in the throwing game, and that was fine. As long as we can go out there and make them the way we did yesterday.
All you Texans, get up and scream.